Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about women shouldn't have rights. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, I don't know about you, but I'm already tired of hearing of this fucking good chick. He's like, what the fuck? I know you women need a fucking hero or whatever, but this chick is just a dumb void. So stop following her. Just saying. Yes, friends, look at these lovely ladies, the nonsense they're doing over this chick. They're trying to turn into a martyr, even though she died for protecting stupid immigrants that are stealing your money. Yeah, wrap your mind on that shit. So stupid. But yes, friends, the funny thing is this is a white woman. They got killed before this chick. Yes, look at this. Her name is Justine Diamond, and she was the first bitch that got killed by a Somali-American police officer in Minnesota. Yes, this bitch got killed for a fucking Somalian. And let's go watch this clip. Yay.
So do you know who the last white girl to get unalived by law enforcement in Minneapolis was before Renee Good? No, you don't. And I bet you don't know that the person who did it was the first Somali police officer in the entire United States, and that they were convicted of murder.
Yes, friends, you see, even women are not fucking immune to this. Yes, ladies, you sacrifice yourself for these stupid immigrants, and what do you get? A bullet in your brain. Yes, don't do this stuff. Yeah, ladies should be in the kitchen taking care of their children and their men. Yeah, but they don't do that because they're fucking stupid. Yes, why oh why? You need to take all their fucking rights away because they do dumb shit. So no, ladies, you go back to the kitchen and make us babies and sandwiches because that's what you're good for. And lately, you're fucking sucking out of that. So what the fuck, ladies? Stop doing your dumbass shit. Stop doing your Floyd things. Go back to the kitchen. It's safer. Trust me. You will love it there. Right, friends? Well, let's continue.
And it was later overturned by the Minnesota Supreme Court, and they only served a couple years. Bet you didn't know that.
Yes, according to the Brave browser, Justine Diamond was the first woman killed by a Somali-American police officer in Minnesota. She was fatally shot on July 15th of 2017 by Mohammed Noor. Fucking A. A Somali-American officer with the Minneapolis Police Department. Yes, that was a good idea, wasn't it? While she was responding to a 911 call reporting a possible sexual assault, of course, in an alley behind her home. Uh-oh, here comes Captain Save-A-Ho. Noor, who was sitting in the passenger seat of the patrol car, shot Diamond, who was unarmed and wearing pajamas. Well, that's an easy way to get raped, huh? After she approached the vehicle, the incident led to national attention. And what happened? That's what happened. A criminal trial and a $20 million settlement for Diamond's family. But that doesn't bring that bitch back, does it? Noor was convicted of second-hand degree manslaughter and initially sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison. But his sentence was later reduced to 4 years and 9 months after the third degree murder conviction was overturned by the Minneapolis Supreme Court, and I bet that was a woman too. Oh shit. He was released from prison in June of 2022 after serving over 3 years. Yeah, I wanted to give him his job back. Oh well, too bad, so sad. Better luck next time. Next. You see, pretty fucking stupid. Don't you agree that women don't deserve any rights? They do dumbass shit. Look at this dumb prostitute. She's trading her fucking husband because none of the other Floyds have fucking husbands. So she has to, you know, rent him out or something because women can't do shit without men. But I guess when the only thing you have around you is simply men, I guess you gotta do what you gotta do, right? Well, let's see what this bitch has to say, huh?
My husband is everyone's husband right now. I know that sounds a little messed up, and let me explain what I mean, okay? We have a lot of single moms in my neighborhood.
So because of these single women out there, did he impregnate these bitches? What, was it like rent a husband? He comes into these bitches and now he has to like serve them or something? It's like, what the fuck? You're fucking stupid. You should have your husband to yourself. What is this fucking communal bullshit? Yeah, this polyamory shit is fucking stupid. But that's what people do nowadays. Fuck them, right? Well, anyways, let's continue.
And they have to go grocery shopping and take their kids to school and be fucking functioning adults in America while the world is on fire.
Yes, you ladies wanted to kick us men out of the house, out of work, out of everything. And now that everything's turning to shit, now you want a man. Well, ladies, you shouldn't have kicked us out of your home. No, you stole our money, our children, our everything. And now that you got all these stupid immigrants fucking beating your door down and they want to rape you, now that you're starting to say, save us from these evil people. Well, maybe, no, yeah. Until you give us your servitude and your obedience and all that good stuff. Yeah, you women can exist without men, so just know your role. That's all. Just saying.
I digress. So my husband is everyone's husband right now. You need to go to the store, take him with you.
That is so stupid. Why the fuck are you gonna sacrifice for another person's family? No, your husband should be taking care of your guys' family, not everyone else's. That is so stupid. Don't be doing that. But you people are losers. Just saying.
I drop the kids off at school. We're carpooling. One dad at the front, one dad at the end. We got a limit.
Oh, so there's two dudes in the fucking van? What the fuck is this, the bang bus? You're gonna start fucking cream pieing all these dumb bitches? Well, might as well, right? It must be your harem, so, you know, do what you gotta do. Oh man, this is the reverse Dubai porta potty. Instead of you fucking these bitches and using them like toilets, they're using these men as toilets. Well, I guess that's what you signed up for, right? Anyways, let's continue.
Infinite amount of dads around here, and they are stepping it the fuck up. Women aren't leaving alone. Children aren't standing alone.
Okay, don't play other people's save games. That is stupid. And don't be sharing other people's fucking women.
They're out in the yard playing. There are several adults in the yard. Trucks are blocking both ends of our neighborhood to make sure that things are gonna be okay.
That is so stupid. I know you're supposed to protect your community and all. In a normal fucking situation, you should. But yeah, you're protecting these stupid, worthless people. Why? Why? If these people are the ones that are going to stab you in their back, yeah, they're setting the whole world on fire. But yeah, you protect these people? Just don't. All they do is destroy. Yes, look at the whole world. It's turning into shit. Yes, just take women's rights away. They'll be better off in the long run. Yes, you'll be making more money. Your children will be well behaved, and so will your wife. So what's wrong? You know, it's winner, winner, chicken dinner. But people are fucking stupid and they want to follow this Down syndrome. Well, fuck it. I guess we're going to go into a World War III. And fuck it, I'm ready. Are you? Well, let's find out, huh?
My husband is everyone's husband right now. You see him with another woman and her children, and he goes, this is my wife and kids, and you're thinking to yourself, that's Mackenzie's husband? Not right now, he's not. He's busy being somebody else's husband, and he has every goddamn bit of permission to do it.
Did you hear that? Yes. In case you haven't noticed, women don't see you as a person, a human being, or none of that. They see you as a tool, an automaton. Yes, you're nothing but a hammer for her to do some work. Yes, friends, you see? This is what you're coming to. You become a slave instead of becoming a loving husband and partner. They just see you as something to be used. Oh, yes. Go over there and save the fellow women. Yes, here, use him. Fucking A, just like a golem, I guess. Anyways, let's continue.
Because this has been talked about. He is everyone's husband right now. So if you're in our neighborhood and you need a husband to escort you from point A to point B so ICE doesn't rape you.
No thank you. First of all, I'm not a fucking weak little faggot. I don't need some fucking punk ass bitch to escort me from point A and point B. And also, I was born here in the United States, so I don't have any fear of getting deported. Yeah, so fuck you, lady. Yeah, go eat a dick or something. Oh wait, maybe that's your problem. You eat too much, you fat bitch. Just saying.
Yes, my husband is everyone's husband. You can borrow him. If you see him around town with families that aren't our family, assume he's doing something good. Thank you. Have a good day.
Oh, maybe he's taking the children somewhere so he can go molest them. Yeah, I bet that's gonna be fun, right? Yeah, what's the point of saving other people's fucking kids if you're not gonna be doing things with them, right? Yeah. Oh, you're doing it for the kindness of your heart. Gee, that kind of went down the door, don't you think? Well, anyways, friends, fuck these people. Sooner or later, these people are gonna be standing in your way. So if these people thin out the herd, even better. Well, anyways, friends, you guys take care of yourselves and be awesome. Goodbye.